Most Africans, I love to party. Not just party, I love to party in a big way. Many of us' ceremonies, like weddings, as feasts where friends and families gather to celebrate. But ceremonies can also be a gigantic burden. A financial one, that is. Welcome to Speak Up. I'm Joke Fayemi, and today we're speaking up about the cost of our love for partying. Can we really afford it? Birth, graduation, initiation, a new home, birthdays, a new chief, funerals. To most Africans, these things call for big celebrations. Olusade Tanade has been an event planner for almost 2 decades now. She organizes venues for customers, arranges uniforms for special occasions, gets souvenirs for guests, as well as a million other things. So she has seen it all. I sat down to talk to her about whether the price we pay to party is worth it. But first, I made a confession.
Personally, I love to celebrate in a big way. Do you feel the same way too?
Where I come from, we do feel that way. For example, if you're an Ijebu person from the southwestern part of Nigeria, it just comes naturally. Those people love to party.
So in other words, you think the society is responsible?
Yes, yes, largely.
The capital, yes.
Largely, yes.
Tell me about one of the most memorable, that big celebration you've ever seen.
If we're talking recently, I think my father's burial.
How big was it?
It was awesomely big.
Oh dear.
Although I was mostly grieving, so I didn't really enjoy it, but it was really, really big. As a matter of fact, most people who came thought, is this a political rally or what? I'm talking a crowd as large as 5,000, 7,000.
5,000?
Yes. It was awesome. Earlier than now, when I was in the university in Ife, I don't know whether it was Oni of Ife or someone from his family related to him had some, I don't know, maybe it was a wedding. That was big. And you know, they really put in a lot of money.
And of course, that's the number one monarch in Yoruba land.
Yeah, so it was a lot of people came and a lot of big wigs. So there was so much razzmatazz and effizi involved in it.
Now, what makes a party or a celebration big? Big as in big.
I think it's the touch. Because sometimes a party may not really have so many people, but the kind of presentation, the sitting arrangement, the presentation of the food, the choices that you have to make from the food, the menu, the drinks, exotic drinks, regular drinks, and then, you know, some other extras like finger chops, souvenirs flown in from wherever.
Oh, okay.
Roses and flowers for decoration from America or some other place. It goes farther than just the number. It goes beyond the number of people you
have. Now, you must have seen people make choices they couldn't afford. Can you give me an example of such?
Someone came and they were going to have a party for their school, and they wanted this and that and moved so many things from the shop with the promise that, oh, no problem, just I'll give you a deposited, just 1 week deposited check. I still don't have my money. And this is like running into hundreds of thousands. I still don't have my money. So I really do not subscribe to that. If you can't do it, then just do what you can. Especially if it's a wedding, do what you can now. If you like, somewhere down the line, you can decide to throw a massive party when there's lots of money to throw around.
So do you actually tell those people you're spending way too much when you're trying to organize a party for them?
I don't say categorically you're spending way too much. But if I see that what you're asking for at some point is not necessary, I will mention it. Do you think we should do that? Don't you think we should just leave that out? Really, there's no need for it. But if you're willing to still go ahead, I'll leave you to it.
As long as you have the money.
Exactly. And I want the money.
Okay. Now, can I ask you what's going on with this craze right now about uniforms in African ceremonies?
It's big right now. It's big. It's getting bigger. Well, it's good. People come out in attractive and lovely colors. Everybody's looking together. But I've found cases where people go out of their ways to borrow so they could just blend in. But it's a craze. And as it is now, even in parties, like I was saying about souvenirs, what you're wearing determines what you get in some parties.
Tell me why souvenirs are so important for any party organized in Africa.
I think initially it was supposed to be like something to look back on, to remind you of the memorable time you had during the celebration, or to remind you of the people. Sometimes it helps you also to know who has given you what, so you can give, because they always come with, you know, they come with names and blah, 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 and dates and everything on it. So you're able to know that, okay, next time, if I'm doing mine, I should do this and that. That also gives you an idea of what to, how to package yours. It's gone beyond that. It's not for memories anymore.
So what is it for, these days?
Show of class.
Do you think relationships are strained?
Definitely, there is a strain, especially financially. Emotionally, the strain there is we have come to believe, or we have been made to believe, that you just have to celebrate your mother or your dad who has just passed on. And the strains are all over the place, but we've been made to believe that it's just part of life.
How are we supposed to cope with all this pressure?
I think most importantly, be yourself. Know who you are and know what you like and stay with what you like. And then people need to realize that you can't please everyone.
One last question, and be honest with me now. Have you ever overspent on a ceremony yourself?
Yes.
Okay, tell me.
I think I went all out on my dad's own and my wedding. It didn't matter how. I just had to have it done. Hop on neku. Take it by faith. I come, on your end.
Mistake by Nice. You're listening to Speak Up, and we're talking about the high cost of having fun. Music plays a huge role in our ceremonies. It sets the mood, entertains the guests. And in a typical African gathering, the artist invited to perform at a ceremony reflect the social class of the hosts. Rukayat Umar Farouk is a married woman who has organized several family occasions in the last 10 years, while Neka Luke is a single lady who's attended countless family get-togethers. And they've seen it all, the ups and downs of the way we like to celebrate, and the price of excess. Do you think people organize parties in Africa just to show off?
No, I don't think just to show off. Africans will like to marry. Like, we're fun-loving people. Of course, Nigeria, if you know the Yorubas, they like party a lot just for the fun to marry. Money is important for the plan, but you could have a party and you lavish money and the party will fail to be success. I think you need money and good planning.
Does that mean you've never seen a situation where people just, they plan party, fine, the party is wow, but then it's majorly to show off because the kind of clothes they wear, maybe they couldn't even afford it. They have to borrow.
Okay.
But we're coming to that.
People go for me. People go because I was talking to my mommy not quite long. She told me of how a woman did the party and then she went to borrow some clothes. She kept on changing, just to make people know, you know, it's happening. Sometimes people don't do good budgeting. After the party, just realize, wow, we spent so much.
So
what you could achieve.
Yes.
No. With little, you spend excessive. So if you don't budget well, you can end up spending unnecessarily on things that you could just let go. Just especially in weddings, you know, the bride wants to buy everything because she wants it to be hot. And before you know it, she spends way too far and things that are not necessary. Something you just look by. It's after the wedding. Oh, well, I shouldn't have done this. Mm-hmm. But before you know it, the money is gone already. And then the bride goes broke.
But really, don't you think we are most times we're tempted to go the extra mile just to borrow money? At least I have a friend, he said Yorubas have a saying that it is you go into debt in at the back of your guests, so to speak. But in their presence, of course, you make merry, you lavish things, and you just front. Let me put it that
that's
way.
That's what Micah is saying, that okay. Yes, we go that extra mile.
Wow. And I think the reason why we go extra mile spend is because we want to make everybody comfortable.
Yeah.
It's ever happened to somebody very close to me after the wedding, like, wow, I spent so much. this is a huge loss. How come? But you wouldn't know until the wedding is over. So, you know, Africans want to make everybody comfortable, want to come to our party. People feel, yes, I went to a party. Mm-hmm. They keep on buying this, buy before you know it. And they want to invite the whole world to our party.
Of course, to witness.
So when you invite the whole world, you know what it means? You spend more.
Like in my own case, for my own dinner, at my own wedding dinner, okay, it went on fine. The organization was okay. And when we came back, I just said, just within 30 minutes.
And you spent all of that.
Was that just it? Would have kept that money
for something
and
else.
Not make use of it in our own house.
But of course, you want people to eat in your party and drink. That's it.
So it's an African thing. Yeah. It's in us. You want to make people comfortable. Mm-hmm. You want to make them happy. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody said something about spraying at parties. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why people do it is to show off. Fine. Yeah. But do you think there's any positive thing about spraying money at parties? Even I learned that people don't just spray naira anymore. They spray euros, dollars.
Yeah, I've seen dollars. Yeah.
Anything good about spraying money?
If you have to spend in naira, it must be 1,000 naira.
Oh, yeah. That's the highest denomination.
Yeah, if it's going to be in naira. Well, for that, I would say it's a kind of extravagance. People go with their own gifts. You can put a little money you want to give in an envelope and just give it to her directly, or you buy something with that money and give it to her.
Okay, Neka, do you share that opinion as well?
To an extent, I do. Okay, because there are two ways to it. Now, the first part is it is extravagant. Some people do it just to show off, while some people do it to support the couple, which she said could be put
in
envelope.
Is that the best way to support?
But let me say, the spraying aspect of it, I think Africans have turned it to something that spies off the party, the icing on the party, the fun about it, you know. While some people won't even say, no, I won't put in an envelope, I want to spray, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's part of the show off.
It's part of the fun in the party. There's no shop. Some people go to party to see the new styles, the cars, the new shoes.
Yeah.
It's just part of the eyes and the dotting of the eyes and crossing of the T's in the party.
You don't even know. So they've still gone extra mile in that extravagance. Mm. You know what they do now? They'll now make use of a needle and thread. Mm. They'll sew it. They'll do barbarica for you. You know that.
Serious?
I'm telling you this.
With the money,
outside your clothes, you put that.
Wow, I'm hearing that for the first time.
That's what I'm telling you. That's the extra money.
I've never had it before.
Or they will do red carpet for it. As the bride and groom are coming in, they will now spray the money on the floor. You step on the money, mother will be your red carpet to the stage.
I've never heard of that before.
Wow.
She dance the way she moves, that makes me wanna take her home. The way she carry that bag, they make me want. They carry this girl, they go, and I love her, and I like her, and I wanna take her home. So we go.
Party's good. Having the big is good, but do not exceed your pockets. Because after the party, a lot of people go broke and hungry. Some people after party, they can't even feed anymore. So what's the need? Why not just call what you can afford and then have your phone, but still moderately.
Okay, I want to say thank you very much, Rufayet and Neka, for being part of Speak Up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
Wizkid with his song Bakurumo. That's all for now on Speak Up. Big thanks to our guests Olushade Tonode, Rukayat Umar Farouk, and Neka Luke. I'm Joke Fayemi. Thanks for listening to Speak Up.
This edition of Speak Up is produced by Radio Netherlands Worldwide in partnership with Noun FM in Nigeria and your local station. Check out our website at www.rnw.nl/Africa. And we'd love to hear from you about anything you'd like us to speak up about on our Facebook page, RNW Africa.